I wanted to share something amazing about Purim. The Gemara in Pesachim says that Marav Rei D'Ravina used to fast the whole entire year. Besides 3 days a year, he did not fast, which is on Erev Yom Kippur, and on Purim, and on Shavuos. And the Vilna Gaon over there in the Biuri HaGadlus on that Gemara says a fascinating thing. Why those 3 days didn't he fast? He says, because all those 3 days have to do about Kabbalah HaTorah. Shavuos, as we know, is Kabbalah HaTorah. And Purim is Kabbalah HaTorah Ba'ava. And then Erev Yom Kippur, that's when we got the Luch HaShnius, which we got on Yom Kippur. So being that on Yom Kippur itself, we can't fast, so we fast on Erev Yom Kippur. So he says that the connection over here goes as far as saying that Klal Yisrael got the Torah in three different ways. They got the Torah itself, as we all know, on Shavuos. And that, as the Gemara in Shabbos says, Medor Rava Leraisa, that Klal Yisrael got it bekfiyah, it was Kabbalah HaTorah Meira, Kaf Aleim Har Kigigis, Hashem took the mountain and put it on top of them. And then came Purim, that was Kabbalah HaTorah Me'ava, Kimu V'Kiblu. Klal Yisrael again was Mekabel the Torah Me'ava, Me'avis Hanes, because Hashem gave them such an unbelievable nes of Purim. The same thing is Erev Yom Kippur, which was at the time of after the Chet HaEgel, and after Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael about the Mishkan, and Moshe Rabbeinu had gone off to Shamayim on Yud Ches Tammuz, came down on Rosh Chodesh El, and then he came down on Yom Kippur with the Luch HaShnius. Now Klal Yisrael at that point was basically lost, because they knew they did the Egel, and Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchis, and he told Klal Yisrael at that point, as Rashi even brings in Parshas Kisiso, which comes from a Gemara in Shabbos Peches, that if Klal Yisrael could do such an unbelievable Avera as the Egel, then Klal Yisrael is not roi for it. One mitzvah they didn't keep. How should I give them the Torah? How should I give them the Luchis? So he cracked the Luchis. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shamayim, and he's there for 40 days, and comes back on Yom Kippur, and Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the Luch HaShnius. So here, Klal Yisrael saw that at the worst moment, Hashem is still there for them. In a sense, they didn't know what to do. So he came down with the Luch HaShnius, and it says, Klal Yisrael, you have another chance. Which that's also the biggest Kabbalah HaTorah. And as it's really brought down, the Gemara says, that what's the difference between the Luch HaShnius and the Luch HaShnius? Gemara in Shabbos also says that Luchos Rishonos, if Klal Yisrael would have had those first Luchos, then we would never have forgotten anything. Because it was an unbelievable Madrega. The Luchos Shnius, in a sense, was on a less of a Madrega. And that's where the whole Perish Baal Peh all started from, that we forget things. And then afterwards, we learn it again and we remember it. But the Luchos Shnius, in a sense, is teaching us a thing that Klal Yisrael never, ever gives up. There's no such a thing. I saw an unbelievable remez. It says in the Gemara in Megillah, Elas is kitzayin ish v'ish. Mordechai begged Klal Yisrael not to go to the Suda Tachashverish. And Klal Yisrael went. And it says in the Elas is kitzayin ish v'ish, the Gemara with it says, ish v'ish, ish the Mordechai, v'ish the Haman. So, what's the connection? So I saw a remez that says, ish is Ein Yiyush, that's Mordechai. Va'ish is the actual Rosh HaTevis of Yiyush. So think about it. Mordechai, in the worst matzah, he could have told Klal Yisrael, look what happened. As the Gemara says, the whole Gzeir of Amma only came because Nanu Mesudasi Shalei Rasha. So Mordechai could have told him, look, it's your fault. No. He said, Ein Yiyush. Haman, even though Haman was the biggest thing, he was on the highest, he thought, yeah, I'm going to kill you. But still, it's Va'ish. It's Yiyush. Haman in the worst matzav, or in the best matzav, it makes no difference. He is always in a matzav of Yish. Mordechai is in a matzav of Ein Yish. No matter what it is, now we have a Zera, we're not going to go blame and say, oh, this, that. No. We're going to see, what can we do? And this is all the biggest Kabbalah HaTorah. The biggest Kabbalah HaTorah that we have, many times we're in a matzav that we don't know what to do. We're in a matzav of Yish. Let's look what happened. What happened, Ish. Ein Yiyush, there's no such a thing. No, we're going to start over again. We're going to do it. We're going to daven. And as we all know, that the Gzeira was really almost an amativ, in a sense, that it was really, really all over. Shem Shapinkis points out that it was really a Tchias HaMeisim. That in these 3 days, we see how much we can get. And the message for all of us is that Purim is sort of a time that so many times we could get lost in so many different things that happen. Because there's so many mitzvahs hayom that include a lot of gashmiyistic things. We have to run around, give shalach manos and tanos avyonim. This is all gashmiyus. So this Purim, of course, is gashmiyus also. But in a sense, we have to realize, no, this is not gashmiyus. This is all ruchnius. This is all Torah. This is all our kehem chayenu. And as the Goyen also points out, which comes from the Zohar, that Purim is only, meaning Purim is higher than Yom Kippur. It's Yom HaKippurim. That Yom Kippur is like Purim. Why? Because it's really the Zelu Umazeh. And as the Goyen says in Parshas Emor, the Pasuk Sheshes Yomim Tatam Lachtecha, so he darshens over there, that really every single Yontif has to have Mishta V'Simcha. It has to have Suda. So every single Yontif, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, we all have Achila Shtia. Where's the Achila Shtia of Yom Kippur? So he says, Achila Shtia of Yom Kippur, that's the Achila Shtia on Purim. Why? Because Zelu Umazeh, Yom Kippur is Kule Ruchni. Kule Ruchni. We're Malachim, we're the highest from Jacob possible.
Missing that Suda, missing that Mishta V'Simcha. Where do we have that? We have that on Purim. Purim is the time that is the correspondence to Yom Kippur when we have the Mishta V'Simcha. So when we're sitting over there on Purim and eating our Suda, and with Adela Yoda, and the highest form of everything, the highest form of Gashmias technically that a person could have, but let's not forget, no, this is the Gashmias that's really elevating our Ruchnis, and not even elevating, even more than that. It's Yom Kippur. It's Yom Kippur. That is the Sudas Mishta. That is the Sudas Mishta of Yom Kippur. And by having that, and by realizing that, we're connecting to such a high and unbelievable world. So we have the Kabbalah Sateira that we have. So we have the Kabbalah Sateira, and so we have the Sudas Mishta, which is really sitting there, in a sense, Yom Kippur. And that's what you'll see many times, and if you think about it, people, when they get shikur, they'll do one of two things. Either they'll cry, or they'll be happy. But in a sense, we think about it, that it's really the same thing. Because in essence, crying comes from our neshama. What are we connecting to? When a person cries, he gets a little emotional, all his irrigation come out. And sometimes, when people are extraordinarily happy, they'll cry also. Why? Because that's tears of simcha. So it's the same thing. It all comes from the Hergish HaNefesh. And when a person connects to the Hergish HaNefesh, he's bringing out all his emotions on a very, very high level. So when we realize all that, we realize, hey, one second. This is all how I can elevate myself, how I can become more connected to Hashem. So let us all help that this Purim is going to be a tremendous uplifting time for us. That we're going to take all the mitzvot hayayim, which actually all starts with a mem, Mikra Megillah, Matanos Lev Yainim, Mishta V'Simcha, Mishlayach Manis. Why? Because that's a remez, as the Baal HaTurim says, on the Pasuk V'yikuli Truma. He says, Truma is Torah, and then the Mem is that extra letter, that's the Torah that was given by Rabboim Yoim. And Moshe Rabbeinu went up, and as we said before, he was Mekabel the Torah, he got it when he went up from Rosh Chodesh Elul, until when he came down on Yom Kippur. So that's all the Mem. Think about how much goes on in all this. And when we realize that, then when we sit there by all these mems, listening to the Megillah, let's not miss a word. And when we sit there by the Mishloach, and by the Matanis, and by the Mishta V'Simcha, when we sit there, and we take all this, and we bring out all our emotions, and if we cry, and if we sing, and if we're happy, it's all the same thing, because we know that this is going to be our highest uplifting day. That's going to bring us closer and closer and closer to Hashem. And as it's brought down, this is really a Yontif of La'asid Lavai. Because even if all the iris that we're going to have down here, that's going to be bottled, that it says, because corresponds to the iris that we're going to have when Mashiach comes, the iris of Purim is always going to be there, because that's our connection, how it's going to be, la'asad lovi, when Mashiach comes. So let us all take all this, and let us have an unbelievable Purim to bring out the Kabbalah Sateira from within us, which is really in there, in all of us. And let us bring us out to the highest level, to be zeicha, to the Torah that was given to Mem Yaim, and to have the real Torah that we're going to have when Mashiach comes, as the Goyin says in the tefillah that we say after every Shemoneh Esrei, Shibana Beis Hamikdash Meherav Yemeinu V'Seichel Keinu B'Seir HaSecha. Why? What's the connection? Because the true Torah we're only going to have when Mashiach comes, when it's going to be Meheri Yabana Bita Mikdash, the Meheri of Yameinu, and let us all be Zeicha to have the Bias Goel Tzedek, Meheri of Yameinu, with Binyan Bita Mikdash, Ezra Sashem Yizbarach, this year, Tavshin Pei Vav.